Putin suggests external UN government to steer Ukraine through peace process. Russian President Vladimir Putin has floated the idea of placing Ukraine under a UN external governance plan as part of a long-term settlement to the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. The Russian leader raised the idea of turning political control of Ukraine over to the United Nations on March 28, while visiting an Arctic submarine base in Russia's Murmansk region. Sitting for a press briefing, Putin reiterated his past claims that the current Ukrainian government lacks legitimacy and, therefore, cannot be trusted to enforce a peace agreement. Putin's attacks on the Ukrainian government's legitimacy stem from the fact that Ukraine has put off its regular election cycle while it remains under martial law, stemming from its ongoing battle to drive back Russian forces. Under its existing constitution, Ukraine will not hold elections while under martial law. While the delay in regular elections is in line with Ukraine's laws for wartime, Putin said these conditions raise uncertainty about who on the Ukrainian side will enforce an eventual peace agreement. He said new Ukrainian leaders may come along and invalidate whatever agreement the current government reaches. It is already unclear with whom to sign documents and what effect such documents might carry. For tomorrow, new leaders may come to power through elections and declare, "We do not know who signed those papers, so goodbye," Putin said. Putin argued that it's not unprecedented for the United Nations to momentarily step in as an external government. He noted the UN Transitional Administration over Timor-Leste from 1999 to 2002 and the UN-managed transitional governments in parts of the former Yugoslavia and New Guinea. In principle, it would indeed be possible to discuss, under UN auspices with the United States and even European countries, and certainly with our partners and allies, the possibility of establishing a temporary administration in Ukraine, he said. The Russian president said such a transitional external administration could manage a set of democratic elections in Ukraine, after which Russia and Ukraine could enter into a more permanent peace agreement. "This is just one option. I do not claim that others do not exist," he said. A White House National Security Council spokesperson, when asked about Putin's remarks on temporary administration, said governance in Ukraine was determined by its constitution and the people of the country. Neither Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky nor other officials within his government have responded yet to Putin's proposal. Commenting on the peace negotiations this week, U.S. President Donald Trump didn't rule out the possibility that the Russian side was intentionally slow-walking the negotiations, but said he still believes it, wants to see an end to the fighting. Ukraine and Russia have both agreed to a 30-day deal barring attacks on each other's energy sites. Both belligerent nations have also voiced support, in principle, for a deal to limit hostilities in the Black Sea. Still, Trump has said his administration is reviewing 5 or 6 conditions that the Russian side has raised before it will agree to finalize any form of Black Sea ceasefire. Some European leaders have expressed greater doubts about Russia's intentions in recent peace talks. Speaking at a Paris summit on March 27, French President Emmanuel Macron accused the Russian side of merely pretending to be interested in negotiations. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, in a separate set of remarks from Paris on March 27, noted reports of continued Russian attacks on Ukrainian energy sites despite recently agreeing to a moratorium on such attacks. "It's clear the Russians are filibustering. They are playing games and they're playing for time," Starmer said. "It is a classic from the Putin playbook, but we can't let them drag this out while they continue prosecuting their illegal invasion." Macron and Starmer have been calling for an international coalition to help enforce an eventual peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia. On Thursday, Macron suggested that such a peacekeeping force could respond directly to renewed hostilities against Ukraine. Reuters contributed to this report.